If motherhood has not sent you into a full-blown meltdown at least once, I want your secrets. I'm your host, Kayla, and welcome to Joy Granted, where we get real about things like mom rage. If you've ever wanted to just scream into a pillow or hide away in the bathroom for a moment of peace, you're in the right place. Today, we're ditching the guilt and finding ways to turn that crazy energy into something that feels more like peace and a lot less like losing your mind. Does motherhood sometimes feel like juggling flaming chainsaws while blindfolded on a unicycle? Because same, motherhood feels like the most rewarding yet challenging adventure. I found myself thinking there has to be more to this motherhood gig than the tantrums, the sleepless nights, and the endless to-do list. In the midst of all the chaos, Joy seems to have taken a permanent vacation that we were not invited on. I'm saying enough is enough. I believe joy isn't found, it's created. We can't keep waiting for joy to magically appear. We have to make the conscious choice to choose it, here and now. Are you ready to ditch the survival mode itinerary and start mapping out the route to joy in motherhood? It's a destination we deserve, and it's closer than we think. I'm Kayla, and I'm your host of Joy Granted, the momcast where choosing joy is a non-negotiable. Let's get real about mom rage, because I'm not talking about being annoyed that your kid left their socks on the floor again. I'm talking about that deep, simmering frustration that bubbles up and explodes over seemingly little things. That feeling like you might actually lose it. We've all been there in one form or another. You know the moment. Maybe your toddler dumped an entire bowl of cereal on the floor just after you cleaned the kitchen. Or your partner forgot something crucial that you totally reminded them about. Or you're simply overwhelmed with the endless invisible load of managing a household. So what exactly is this thing that we call mom rage? Well, for starters, it's a normal and understandable response to feeling constantly stretched thin and lacking control. It's your body signaling that you're burned out and nearing your limit. But it's different from healthy anger, which actually helps us set boundaries and advocate for ourselves. Mom rage is that explosive, overwhelming reaction that often leaves us feeling guilty and ashamed after. So let's dig a little deeper. What are some of those common triggers of mom rage? There's the never-ending to-do list, the unexpected messes, the constant interruptions. Sometimes it's just feeling unseen and unheard in the chaos of daily life. And the truth is, left unchecked, mom rage doesn't just hurt us emotionally. It also impacts our bodies because of the increased stress hormones. It damages our relationship with our children and our partners, and it keeps us trapped in a cycle of negativity. And those rage moments, they definitely have their consequences. The guilt after, the way it sometimes scares our kids, and that lingering feeling of, I don't want to be that kind of mom. That's when we know something needs to change. I have personally been there before. Summer of 2021 was my first summer with four kiddos. If you know our family dynamic, then you know what I mean by that. If you don't, then I had a stepdaughter, as well as two that I had from a previous relationship. And then me and my partner now had a newborn. So we were meshing all of that for the first summer ever. And it was all up to me to fill our summer with fun and buckets of sunshine and rainbows. And let me just tell you, it was the opposite of that. I definitely felt the mom rage that I am speaking about that summer. But the good news is we don't have to be prisoners to this mom rage. The first step is understanding it. That overwhelming surge of anger and frustration. And when those strong emotions take over, it's like our rational brain takes a vacation. So how do we stop ourselves from reacting in the heat of the moment and find a more constructive way forward. The key is learning to step away from the rage and into reflection. Think of it as taking a metaphorical breath before yelling. Way easier said than done, trust me. But the truth is, if we rush straight to reacting, we're likely to say or do something that we will regret later. So how do we actually do this? We can begin by practicing mindfulness. This is not about getting all zen or meditating for hours, although if that works for you, go for it. But mindfulness for busy moms is about simple techniques to tune into your body and emotions. So think about it. When you're in a full-blown mom rage moment, what's happening in your body? Your heart might be racing, your shoulders are tight, your jaw is clenched, which is going to bring me to our joy jolt for the day. For today's joy jolt, I'm going to walk you through a quick body scan. We're going to take a moment wherever you're at and just notice any sensations or tension or discomfort. This is best done sitting nice and tall or lying down with your eyes closed, but I usually find I have to do it from wherever I am and eyes open. So it's totally fine wherever you are. Take a moment and just be here with me. Let's bring your awareness to your body. Starting at the top of your head, notice any sensations there. Is your scalp tight or relaxed? Maybe you feel the coolness of the air. Gently scan down your face, noticing the relaxation in your jaw and the softness of your cheeks. Move your awareness to your neck and shoulders. Release any tightness you might be holding. Let your shoulders drop down and away from your ears. Continue down your body, focusing on your chest and back. Can you feel the rise and fall of your breath? Notice your arms. Notice any sensations in your fingers and hands. Are they relaxed or clenched? Let them soften. Release any tension. Notice how your spine feels against the chair or the surface you're lying on. Bring your awareness to your core, your belly, and hips. Notice any sensations there without judgment. Now move down to your legs and feet. Are they grounded and supported? Take a few more deep breaths. Let your body feel heavy and relaxed. Take a moment to simply be here in this present moment. When you're ready, gently wiggle your fingers and toes, slowly open your eyes, bring that feeling of calm and joy with you as you return to your day. This simple practice is like a little anchor pulling us back to the present moment whenever things get overwhelming. That simple act of noticing helps separate you from the overwhelming emotion. You can even try naming the feelings. I'm feeling angry. I'm feeling overwhelmed. I'm feeling frustrated. Simply labeling can actually help lessen the intensity because the act of naming our emotions helps shift them from a purely reactive state to something that we can begin to process and manage. When you name it, you know what you're dealing with. From there, it's time for some self-compassion. We beat ourselves up over mom rage. I'm a terrible parent. What's wrong with me? Instead, try talking to yourself like you would a friend. If your friend came up to you telling you about a hard time that they're having or a moment of mom rage that they had, how would you respond? Maybe you'd say something to them like, "It's okay to feel overwhelmed. You're doing your best. This is really hard. I've been there." Of course, sometimes simply calming down isn't enough because we need to address the root of the overwhelm. A great tool is reframing negative thoughts. For instance, when that voice pops up saying, "This mess will never end," try replacing it with, "This won't last forever. What's one small area that I can tackle right now?" Our thoughts fuel our emotions and behaviors. So if we're caught in a cycle of negative thoughts, we're more likely to react with anger or feel overwhelmed. The reframing tool helps us interrupt it. It interrupts that cycle. Identify the thought, challenge it, reframe it. I have a post about this in the Tools of Joy highlight on our Instagram community, which is linked in the description. Understanding and managing our emotions is a powerful first step in taming mom rage. But to create lasting change, we need to address the root causes of the overwhelm. This definitely involves developing your own personal toolkit of proactive strategies so that you can have a more manageable and joyful motherhood experience. One of the most powerful weapons against overwhelm is setting boundaries. Everyone struggles with this, though. There's a lot of boundary talk these days, and it can sound like something, oh, I'll never be able to achieve that, or that's just for people that know how to put boundaries into place. And it sounds simple, but it's so difficult for so many of us. You can start by saying no to your own unrealistic expectations that you're placing on yourself. The perfectly clean house, the Pinterest-worthy birthday parties, the need to be everything to everyone. Be realistic about the amount of time and energy that you actually have. Don't just set internal boundaries, but external ones too. Maybe you need stricter limits on screen time for both yourself and your kids. Or it's time to say no to volunteering for yet another school party, committee, whatever it is. Freeing up your schedule creates the space you need to breathe and ultimately be a more present parent. No mom can do it all alone. Delegation is your key to sanity. Could your partner step up more with the household tasks? Or maybe they can take on a specific responsibility like homework or a part of the bedtime routine. If you have older kids, give them age-appropriate chores to contribute. Liam takes out the recycles daily and Camellia wipes down the table after dinner and sweeps the kitchen. Emma's new age-appropriate chore has been refilling the toilet paper container to make sure that it's always full of the next toilet paper and getting the bathroom trash out and then grabbing a new little trash bag and putting it in there. These are totally age-appropriate chores. It gives them some responsibility. It delegates tasks for me too. And I can tell you one thing, this has been seriously helping me, especially the bathroom and the kitchen help. Don't be afraid to ask family and friends for help, whether it's babysitting or simply a listening ear. And if your budget allows it, even a few hours of help from a cleaning service or a mother's helper can make a world of a difference. Routines are not meant to stifle us. They're meant to create a sense of control amidst all the chaos. So think about your daily pain points throughout your day. Is it a chaotic morning? You can designate a bin for shoes by the door. You can have your kids lay out their outfits the night before. Or is dinner time a nightmare? You could try meal planning on Sundays or even batch cooking on the weekends to minimize weeknight stress. I personally meal plan everything on Sundays, and then I do my grocery order on Mondays for the entire week, and I cook every single night except for one night on the weekend. That is totally not to say that's what you need to do, because it's not attainable for every family. You have your own dynamic. You have your own routine. You have to think about your own pain points and what you can do to shift that pain point and make it work for you. My mom always used to tell me to work smarter, not harder. And I think that comes into play here. If you take the time out to think about your daily pain points in your day, you can choose to work smarter, not harder, and shift those pain points by using a practical tool. Like I said, like that bin for shoes by the door or laying out the outfits the night before for the chaotic mornings. Once you identify the pain point, then you can go from there and create a better way to do it. All of that connects back to that routines are not meant to constrict us. They're just providing a framework and predictability. Routines can also create space for flexibility. Knowing that bath time and bedtime happen at a certain time allows for a more relaxed approach to the earlier parts of the evening and frees you up to have fun and be present with your kiddos. Finally, and this one is a non-negotiable, schedule self-care into your routine. Treat it with the same importance as a doctor's appointment or a work meeting, because even small acts of self-care carved out throughout the week can make a big difference. It could be a short walk around the block, a few minutes reading a book in a quiet corner, a relaxing bath, listening to your favorite music while doing chores, or you know what? Even just staring at the ceiling if that's all you have the energy for. Taming mom rage and managing overwhelm are not about avoiding negative emotions. It's about creating a space to actually experience the joy that motherhood has to offer. Sometimes it's easy to forget in the thick of the exhaustion and the challenges that true joy and fulfillment are possible in motherhood. Even small changes can have a significant impact. As you implement the strategies we talked about today, pausing to breathe, practicing self-compassion, setting healthy boundaries, you'll find yourself starting to react less and responding more thoughtfully to difficult situations. You will start to discover pockets of time and energy that were consumed by rage and overwhelm. And that space, those moments, that's where we find the joy of motherhood. I challenge you to take notice of those moments of joy, no matter how small or insignificant they seem. You can create a simple joy jar where you jot down a note each time you experience something positive, and over time, you're creating a visual reminder that joy is present, even in the most demanding seasons. Managing overwhelm and taming mom rage is a journey, definitely not a sprint. Be kind to yourself, because implementing change is difficult. Progress over perfection. I think I might say this every episode. There will still be rough days, but you will have the tools to navigate them with more resilience and grace. And that shift will allow you to create the space for the deep joy that makes this crazy journey called motherhood worthwhile. Taming mom rage isn't about becoming a perfect Zen mom all the time. It's about giving yourself the tools to navigate the inevitable challenges of motherhood. If you're looking for more resources and support, join our Instagram community. The link is in the episode description. And above all, remember that you're not alone. And joy is a non-negotiable.